Hey, it's Mountain Mike, Shine FM, checking in with Kimberly Eckert every Wednesday for Parenting Moments. Kimberly, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. We, of course, throughout the month of January, have had a great topic. Family conflict is normal. It's the repair that matters. Yes, family and relationships, very important in our lives. And I guess last week we started steps to an authentic repair in a relationship.
That's right. And so last week we did number one, which was acknowledge the offense. This week we're doing two, three, and four.
Okay.
So hang on and keep your listening ears open. Number two, we need to express remorse. So here a sincere I'm sorry is sufficient. Don't add anything. One of the mistakes that adults often make, according to therapist and author Harriet Lerner, who's written terrific books on repair, is to tack on a discipline component after you say sorry to your child. We don't want to do that.
No.
We just want to say sorry. And apologizing can be really tricky for us as parents. It might feel beneath us, or we might fear that we're giving away our power. We shouldn't have to apologize to children. Because as adults, we're always right, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
So the reality is that it's easy to get stuck in this sort of vertical power struggle with our children. On the other hand, some adults, and especially women, according to author and psychologist Rick Hansen, can go overboard and be too effusive or even too quick in their efforts to apologize. This can make the apology more about yourself than the person who has been hurt. So we really want to make sure that we are delivering a sincere expression of, I'm sorry, but keep it short, keep it real. Next, we need to consider offering a brief explanation, but this has to be done really carefully. If you sense that the other person is open to listening, you can provide a brief explanation about your perspective, your point of view. What was going on for you when this rupture happened? Number four is you want to express your sincere intention to work on the situation to try and prevent it from happening again.
Well, that's a good one.
Yes. So with a child especially, try to be as concrete about how that same mistake could be prevented in the future. So it might start off with, I'm going to really try hard to, or let's check back and see how it's feeling. Remember that we also have to forgive ourselves. This is a tender process. As parents, we have very high expectations for ourselves and how we do in our job as a parent. But the reality is that we are so human, and parenting really shines the light on our humanity. What we want to remind ourselves again is that conflicts are going to happen. It's how we work through them that will be the legacy we give our kids. The love is in the repair.
Great information there. Again, Kimberly, appreciate that. It's been a good topic for the month of January.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Nice. Now, EckertCenter.com is where people can get contact information to find out more about you and your team. And we've got somebody that specializes in family relationships.
That's right. Our family therapist in-house here at Eckert Center is Faye Gosnell, and she works out of our North location. And again, I really invite you to consider investing. Use those new benefits that have shown up with the new calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you can go to our website and book online, or you can call us at 403-230-2959.
Very nice. And of course, you can also call 403-276-8888 right now. Every week with Parenting Moments, we give away one free consultation going to who, Kimberly?
go with caller number one today.
Ooh, quick to the phone. 403-276-8888. Thank you so much, Kimberly. And we'll have a whole new topic, I guess, for February next week.
That's right.